well, so here we're back to Jonathan Lethem, art director. Like, this was my, like, swan song, and I took it all the way. I was like, this book is going to look exact and feel in every way. Like, I chose the stock. I chose I did the interior design. I picked the colors, which is a story I'll tell you in just a second. And, you know, I mean, McSweeney's had already begun to establish a certain house look. And you can see that the jacket font is typical of one of the fonts that was becoming the signature look for them. And I liked that look so much. I didn't want to push against that. So this was working very directly with Dave Eggers, who was still very hands-on with everything that bore that brand name. And he said, you know, we have a house font. And I said, it's beautiful. I'm going to work with that, not against it. So that was inherited. But I mean, the proportions and then, of course, the drawing. So the drawing is by a cartoonist named Chester Brown. And I commissioned the drawing quite literally by calling up Chester Brown. I was living in Toronto for a little while, and he's in Toronto, and I called him up.
How did you know his work?
I've been reading several of his early graphic novels, you know, where his comic books had been put into compendiums, and I thought he was a genius. I think he's really great, and I thought somehow he would be the perfect person to illustrate this, which I don't know. You know, it's a weird drawing to look at. The book is about these guys who are lost inside a giant human body. As far as I can tell, they're walking around inside its organs and stuff, and they're sort of a militia. They're like a fake military organization. I imposed myself on Chester Brown, went to his studio in Toronto where he worked, and talked through the drawing I wanted, and made him an offer out of my own pocket for both the rights to use it on the jacket and to own the drawing afterwards. I was like, I already knew I want to own a Chester Brown drawing. So this was like all scheme just to get some of his art on my wall. And I think I paid him $500 for both privileges. Might have been that much. I think it was that. I think that was the number. And no one, you know, I mean, Dave just said, you do what you want to do. That was his, he had just had his first experience with New York publishing was, he defined it as a kind of a negative thing. Like, he didn't like being controlled. Like, that stuff about not being shown versions of your jacket, to him that was horrible. You know, I think for whatever reason I'm more, you know, I have other battles to fight. But that was his battle to fight. So he started McSweeney's specifically in order to let authors do whatever they wanted to do with the design. So I worked with a designer who was a woman who, I'm forgetting her name, she was very good. She just was my enabler. And I sent her the drawing, and I sent her, you know, I picked out various fonts, and we did the interior and the exterior. And the jacket should have nothing on it except parts of the story. So the back of the book is just a couple of sentences from the story, and the interior flaps are other sentences from the story. But I went to this sort of online color catalog, and I picked the dark brown, and I picked what I thought was a kind of lovely, pale, minty green for the drawing. And the type, which are the same color, which doesn't look like any color at all. And I sent it all off very proud and very sure it looked great online to me. And just as Dave was about to send it off to the printer, which is in Scandinavia, he said, you know, that color, I said, you mean my mint green? He said, yeah, your green is a very, very subtle color. And I'm not sure it's really going to read as green. I said, oh, no, I picked the color I wanted. And so I got this thing that, I mean, if you hold the book in your hand, you can kind of see that there's a pale green to it. But it doesn't look like anything, does it? anyway, so I have that drawing. I still haven't ever gotten it from you. But that's true of a lot of other stuff in my house, too.